This is Katrina Prather for ABED 6107, Instructional Strategies for Technology, with Dr. Hazari, Fall Semester 2008. I want to discuss how the implementation of the new graduation rule affects business education classes. First, let's establish a foundation for our discussion. On September 13, 2007, the State Board of Education passed a new set of graduation requirements that is supposed to ensure that students from Georgia graduate from high school, both college and work ready. The old graduation rule consisted of a four-tier system in which each tier consisted of different requirements. The four tiers were college prep with distinction, tech prep, and tech prep with distinction. The tech prep track was a big help for having students enroll in business education classes because the main courses that had to be taken were career tech courses, in which business ed falls into that category. Now, with the new graduation rule in effect, students are required to take an additional unit of math and an additional unit of science. So those are two credits that once were available for electives in which a student could have taken business ed classes. Now, I do have to admit that the mentioned change does help make all students ready to enter a four-year university because that additional math and science is required. On another note, when you really look at the graduation rule, it still provides a tiered effect, even though it's not directly broken down in that manner. For example, those that are planning to attend a four-year university must still have those 2 years of a foreign language. This also limits the number of students who could sign up to take business ed classes. You will still have those students who would have been taken or been on the college prep track continue to take classes as if that track was still visibly there. Another issue that may exist with this new graduation rule is the lack of pathway completion. The new graduation rule does not require pathway completion, whereas the tech prep track did. It's going to be more difficult to get students to complete a pathway since it is no longer a requirement. Something that was mentioned to me by one of my coworkers is that the students will take only the intro level classes to fulfill their electives. This is something that I truly agree with because they want to take the easy way out, as students usually do sometimes. However, there are some students who want to complete several other business ed classes because they have a true interest and learning more about a particular pathway, and due to the fact that they may plan to major in something similar in college. The tech prep track was a very good look for business ed. It was almost like a sure way of having good numbers for our program. The tech prep track provided more experience for preparing students to be work ready, in my opinion, because the classes were very much hands-on. So when students took classes like accounting, they could actually go get work doing something accounting related, being that they have had some hands-on training with accounting. So in summary, the new graduation rule will possibly have its effect on business education by limiting the number of students in the actual program. This is due to the additional unit of math and science that is required. In addition to that, there may be a lack of pathway completion since it is no longer a requirement under this new graduation rule. So, if you're a business ed teacher, you will just have to observe the effect that this new rule will have once it is applied to the entire school and not just the new freshmen that came in this year?